An Australian company wants to explore deep coal resources in Alaska. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the proposal is aimed at coal too far underground to mine.
Brisbane-based Link Energy has applied for permits to explore underground coal seams near Healy and at Beluga on Cook Inlet. Russell Kirkham, coal program manager for the State Department of Natural Resources, says Link has proposed exploratory drilling projects.
They're looking to drill down about 4,000 feet to look for the potential for deep-seated coal seams that may have potential for in-situ gasification.
That's a way of developing deep coal beds inaccessible by conventional mining. It's not new technology. Kirkham says the over 100-year-old concept involves burning coal underground and piping the produced gases to the surface.
The byproduct is a scent gas consisting of hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and other gases. That gas can be used to run power generation, or it can be uplifted into a fuel. So you can do synthetic fuel such as diesel and jet fuel.
The process has been tested and used on a limited basis in several places around the world, including Russia, China, South Africa, and Uzbekistan, where it's fired a power plant for over 50 years. Link Energy is pursuing test projects in Australia and exploration in Wyoming and Montana's Powder River Basin, as well as in Alaska. Cook Inlet Region Incorporated is beginning its own exploratory program on native land west of Anchorage. The process is considered better than conventional coal mining and burning in that fewer toxins and emissions are released to the surface, but the state's Kirkham says there are environmental issues.
The biggest concerns we're looking at is to make sure that the groundwater resources are protected and that the surface environment is protected. So we don't want to have any kind of releases of hydrocarbons or other contaminants into the drinking water supply or the shallow aquifers.
Also at issue is surface subsidence caused by the underground void left behind from burned coal and the potential for releases of large volumes of atmospheric warming CO2. The reinjection of CO2 underground is one solution for handling the vast amount of greenhouse gas produced. Public comments being taken by the state on Link Energy's exploratory drilling proposals for Healy and Beluga through September 30th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.